This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is, not far from Nairobi, the capital of Kenya, a slum where hundreds of thousands of people live. It's called Kibera. And since 2000, with the rise of HIV and post-election violence in that country, it has become an almost fashionable place for visiting heads of state or celebrities to visit for a tour and a quick photo op. It's also become a high-profile spot that foreign aid groups, NGOs, non-governmental organizations like to pour money and workers into, in theory, to make life better. Residents of Kibera, though, are skeptical. They think a lot of those groups are fly-by-night or exploiting them to raise money. So as Dan Bobkoff reports now from Nairobi, locals have found ways to get something out of it for themselves.
No one really knows how many NGOs are in Kibera these days. Sharon Ogala's estimate is as good as any.
So many.
She's 20, and I met her outside the hair salon she runs with her mom. I had heard that locals like Ogala are so tired of the hundreds of outside organizations that have come in the last decade, the residents are now demanding to be paid when groups try to get them to go to meetings or trainings. Around here, they call these stipends sitting allowances.
Trust me, no one will go without that sitting allowance.
Do you think people go to hear about the organization or do they go to get the fee?
Well, both, but mostly, honestly, the fee.
Time is money. We have no time to waste.
Ken Okoth grew up in Kibera, then became a member of parliament for the region. Millions of dollars have poured in since the early 2000s, but many here say only a few NGOs, like Doctors Without Borders, do real good for the community. Okoth says the vast majority don't have much to offer.
There's only 50 times you can teach somebody how to wash their hands. We have NGOs calling people, come in Kibera, we teach you the importance of hand washing. So if I'm broke and bored, I'll come listen to you.
Roughly 4 in 5 NGOs are thought to pay these sitting fees. They can range from about $1 to $3 an hour. Not bad money here. The groups that don't pay often find locals storm out when they learn they're not getting any cash. Some here get by on these handouts. There's a name for those people, professional attendees.
I know the professional attendees. I celebrate their ingenuity of taking advantage of people who've come to take advantage of them.
A few years ago, Ibrahim Maina was one of them.
Hey, Mambo.
These days, he's over the whole professional attendee life. He has a real job, as it happens, working for one of the few groups that does not pay the sitting fees. He thinks the handouts have created a culture of dependency.
They only wake up in the morning. They want to know where is the workshop, where are the meetings, because these NGOs have spoiled like their mind.
I wanted to see this dynamic in action, so I asked Maina to find me a meeting.
You have a meeting.
He sends some text messages. He gets the details, and we set off. Past the young woman singing in the street and the crowd dancing in the early afternoon. Through a slapdash metropolis made of corrugated iron. Past the butchers, hotels, dry cleaners, medical clinics, a place selling cell phones and office supplies.
Everything is here.
And then finally, we stop at a 2-story building. The sign out front reads, Pee Poople. It's an NGO. And it just so happens.
We advocate strongly on hand washing.
Hand washing. Medina Abakar works for Pee Poople, a group offering biodegradable toilets. They hold meetings nearly every day where they teach hygiene. Yes, she says, they pay the locals to come.
Yeah. You see, when you ask people to come to your meeting, they leave all their businesses and they come to the meeting. So you've wasted their time, so you have to balance the situation.
She won't let us stay for the meeting. Donors are visiting. Many Kibereans say they'd like some groups to leave. But dig deeper, and it's more complicated. It's become an NGO economy. They provide jobs as well as cash. But some people resent the system. And as if to underline that, as I'm leaving, a woman in the distance yells something in Swahili in my direction. My translator laughs and says she assumed I was from yet another NGO and told me to, quote, take my condoms back to Sweden. Hey, she saw a foreigner? And with so many groups here, it wasn't the worst guess. In Nairobi, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.